Mike 4, Oscar Indy Alpha, monitoring.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Indy Alpha, this is KO4 MWX, how copy?
WX, been a while, how you been? This is KM4OIA. Yeah, we tried on Simplex and just wasn't quite good enough. I think we got just too much city between us.
It doesn't hurt me being down kind of low, as I mentioned before.
Yeah, there's a couple stations in Greer, Greenville, Anderson, Easley that I can hit on Simplex, but some of those guys are rocking a Yagi, or they have a ridiculously tall tower in their backyard, and that makes it a lot easier.
I was hoping with the foliage not there that I might get through a little better, but I think it's just positionally I'm down at the bottom of a hill, but normally I can't get through to Greenville as well as I can to Spartanburg.
Too, I don't think you've been to my house, but I'm kind of low in the area. I've got a little bit of clearance towards that area, so I thought it might be good. I have a hill towards my north and west and east, but not so much in the south. There's a few stations out there I can usually hit, though, but like I said, they have really tall towers.
I'd like to do something else, but my HOA is kind of a bunch of butts. Let's just put it that way. I might have to do something a little more camouflaged.
It can make it quite challenging. I don't have that issue here, but still, I am a little bit low on the ground. Usually get pretty good transmit. I'm not sure what to do with an HOA. Maybe you can, if you ever felt froggy, try to put up a flagpole. That's not a flagpole.
Considered that. The only other thing that I'm a little concerned about is I have some high power lines back behind the house, kind of towards you, between, literally behind my house, but between me and you going towards Spartanburg.
Need some issues. I've got, I don't have any power lines around me, but I've got some, but they're about 2 miles away. I don't think they interfere with HF at all, being that far off. If you can see them from your house, yeah, they can interfere.
Yeah, they're, I'd say less than 100 yards.
Yeah, that's definitely close enough to have a problem.
Life. So maybe come early next year, I'll have my general and be able to do some HF and not have to worry about it as much.
True, when you're using Envis, if you're using an Envis type setup antenna on HF, even if you're pushing 30-40 watts, that can overcome quite a lot of obstacles. It's a straight shot up and down.
Still got a lot to learn, but I'm getting there. I'm familiar with that type of antenna you're talking about
with Craig, but I kind of threw it together haphazardly and it didn't work all that well. When I brought that radio back in the house, it worked just fine, even with 5 watts.
Yeah, I thought about getting just a cheap receiver just to be able to listen in and learn and mess around with some antennas to learn about that in the meantime before I have time to study for my general.
Sounds good. I'm going to check on what's in the oven and get back to you later on, but I'm going to say 73 is good QSO, and I'll hit you up later on.
KO4 MWX, clear.